This show furnished by Sid Levine.
So, how do you like being a new dad?
Wow. No, it's,
amazing, right?
Totally, but expensive.
Get used to it. You got life insurance, right?
I've only got so much money.
What'd you pay for that coffee?
I don't know, a couple of bucks?
Listen, I'm 34, and I got $750,000 in life insurance for under a dollar a day. That's way less than you put out for that mocha latte.
Seriously? How?
I went to SelectQuote.com. They shop highly rated insurance companies to find your best rates.
Well, I need to protect my family. If SelectQuote can find me rates like that, that's one less thing to worry about.
Exactly.
Give your family the protection it needs at a price you can afford. To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 800-994-6633. That's 800-994-6633. 800-994-6633. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and
a weekend getaway with the husband and kids.
No, but the $1, $2, $3 menu could help you save for one,
especially if we leave the kids at home
with grandma, of course.
Oh yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/search for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/search. That's match.com/search. Match.com/search.
Hello, everybody. It's Sid Levine, and this is the Sid Levine Show. We have a fantastic show for you tonight. Yes, thank you all so much. Thank you. Thank you. Let me take a bow. Thank you very much. Okay. We have Luis Gonzalez in the house. A excellent actor. How you doing, Luis?
Great, Sid. Great to be here again with you guys and saying hi to all the listeners out there. Welcome to be back.
Fantastic. And we have an amazing, fantastic actress and a great person as well, as Luis is. We have Patricia Meason.
Hi, Sid.
Hi,
hello,
Patricia.
Listeners. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am too. It is wonderful to have you, Patricia.
Thank you.
We have doing the live Facebook stream, Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn.
Hey, Evelyn.
Okay. All right. So here we are on the Sunday before the big award show, and the town is already red hot. And the anticipation and the excitement is growing and growing. So let me ask you, let me get to you, Luis. You're kind of new to the acting business, but you're getting great response.
Yes,
I am. And you're doing a good job. And you, well, let me ask you, what made you do this? What made you get into this?
That's a deep question, Sid.
Okay. Now, let me get into that. Well, I'm going down real deep.
Okay. That's what a friend of mine said. But, the acting thing, you know, it kind of gets back to, you know, that bug, I guess everybody has when they're a little kid. You know, you see things on TV and in my family, I gotta say my mom is the clown of the family. So, every time her family got together, you know, she was the one putting up the shows and dressing up and imitating all these artists, you know, mm-hmm. and me growing up and watching that was kind of something like, I was like, oh, this is really cool. And then as I started growing up and started understanding acting and doing shows and putting up shows was like, okay, this is really interesting. And then when I decided to go to college, I had to make a really big decision. You know, do you want to go to school for business or, you know, become a doctor or lawyer? You know, what they tell you, the guarantee thing is, right? And my brother said to me, he said, listen, man, go to school for something that you love. You don't need a degree to be in business, you know. So I kind of took that to heart, and I decided to go to school for film and TV production. And then while I was in school, I took some acting classes, and I was like, wow, this is really fun. And here I am in L.A., you know, a couple of years later, trying to make it in the business.
Where do you study?
Right now I'm taking classes at the Beverly Hills Playhouse.
Okay, how's that going?
Oh, it's amazing. The community there, the students, it's really great. And one of the things that I really like about that place is that you can put as much work as you want to. So if you want to put up a scene every week and be critiqued by one of the teachers, you can. You know, it's hard finding the time to really rehearse and meet with all the scene partners. But, you know, I have a great time. Every time I go up there, it's, you know, I'm working on a scene. I'm actually putting up a scene next week. So it's really excited to get to work.
That's great. And you speak Spanish fluently.
Yes.
And you're from?
Colombia.
Colombia. Okay, fantastic. Oh. Wow. Well, you're also, Luis is a great guy.
Well, thanks, Ed.
All right, Patricia.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Patricia.
Hey.
So how did you get into acting? How did that happen?
Well, let me see. Going back to memory lane, how did it all happen? Well, I was bit by the acting bug when I was right out of my mom's utero. Right out. I mean,
wow.
Seriously, no. I loved it. When I was a little girl, my mom used to tell me stories where I would be swinging on the swing set, making up my own songs, and I would be always doing some imagination play. I was always entertaining myself and probably my friends, and there was just no fear. I remember when I was a kid on roller skates, and we would make up a dance routine with my other best friend in the middle of the street with the music going, and it was just always, always on the show, always performing. So that was always in my heart and my blood. With that being said, in high school, I took an acting class, and it was intro to acting, and fell madly in love with it. I did one of my papers that I had to write was on Marilyn Monroe and her life. Mm-hmm. And, gosh, it just really, you know, it took me back to like, wow, her amazing life, beautiful, and her movie, she was funny, but yet she, you know, died at such an early age. And I don't know. It was just really fascinating with me, the whole Hollywood life. So anyway, going back to sticking to the question, high school, did some plays in high school, and then got into forensics, which was a competition where they have, where you go to different schools and you mm-hmm. compete in different categories. And I did the acting category and, won my first tournament. So I was like, oh, I won? You mean I won in performing arts? This is pretty cool, but I didn't have a scene partner. So mm-hmm. you basically pop in and out of character, and you do the scene as one person.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really interesting. It was really cool, very challenging. And from there, my aunt, who is my mentor, she lives in New York, she says, well, if you want to do this acting thing, you have to have training. You know, you really need to have training. You've got to know. You've got to read some books. You've got to watch stories, classics. You've got to do the work. And so that's what I did. I took her advice. And
where did you study?
My first professional acting class was in Boston mm-hmm. at the Actors Theater Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And did 2 years of Meisner there.
Okay.
Yeah. And
that's great. And then you came to L.A.?
Not right away. My father got ill, and I went back to North Carolina to help him out and so forth, and then we came to L.A. So.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a fantastic journey. I also want to give the phone number out in case anybody would like to call and ask some questions to Patricia or Luis or myself. 1-800-222-5222. Again, that's 1-800-222-5222. Okay. So the acting world, the ups and downs, the incredible happiness and the incredible how do I put it, downer of what we go through.
Right.
Let me ask you first, Louise, rejection. How do you, like, deal with that? Like, you go out, you went out for a TV show, and it would have been fantastic to get it, but it didn't happen.
Right.
And how does that make you feel that you didn't get it?
I'm going to say that's probably one of the hardest things in this industry, right? Rejection. We all get rejection in everyday life, whether it's, you know, if you're at a bar and you try to ask a girl the number and she says no, you know, that's a kind of rejection. This kind of rejection that you get when you go up for a job, the way I deal with it is, you know, when I come out of it and I just say, you know what, I think I give it my best. If they call back, great, I'm going to give it my best again. If they don't, you know, it wasn't for me. So that's kind of my train of thought once I leave for an audition is just said, you know, if I know I did well, I'm happy with that. I celebrated that I got called in at least, and then go from there. You know, if I start dwelling on it, you know, I'm going to really, really, you know, do a lot of damage to myself.
How do you deal with, if you do, how do you deal with the nerves? Like, you get the call, you're going to go in the next day, you take a look at the sides, the pages of the script, and, I mean, in your head, you obviously try to be cool, calm, and collected, but how do you deal with that?
Oh, man, it's kind of the same thing when you go on that first date with that one girl that you liked all year in school, you know, and you finally asked her on a date, and she says yes, and inside of you, you're, you know, nothing but joy, but you have to play cool, right? So it's kind of the same thing.
Very interesting, Luis. You always revert to dating when you talk about this. Okay. All right. What about you, Patricia?
What about me?
How do you deal with rejection?
How do I deal with rejection?
Does it bother you?
I mean, it's natural to have, to feel, you know, a down. You know, you didn't get the job, but you have to remind yourself in this crazy business, this acting business, that, you know, you did, as long as you bring it and you booked the room and you did the best that you could have done, you did your homework, you did everything, feel good about it, but you didn't get the job. Well, you know what? You won over a casting director, and, you have to just think to yourself and know that just wasn't the right role. And things can change. Even you could book a role, and then all of a sudden, you right before you sign the contract or something, the director may change it to somebody else because you might remind them of their ex-wife. So guess what? You're not going to get the job. Yeah,
still,
I mean, so many different
still get paid
things.
Though.
So many different things come into play.
So let me ask you. I'm sorry. So let me ask you, Patricia. So you get a reading for something great,
right?
And it's 24 hours or 48 hours before you have to go in. How do you keep check of those nerves? How do you, like, be cool, calm, and collected when you go in there?
Well, I learned something that helps me now from an acting teacher at UCLA, Troy. Hey, Troy, are you listening? Troy Ruptas? Is that meditation and relaxation helps
in
breathing. So that's my technique. I just...
You meditate.
I take deep breaths in the room, or not in the room, but like in the waiting room. You're talking like right before I go in, because that's when the nerves really start going.
Sure.
You know, you see everyone, and I try to get away from everyone so I can stay focused. And I just work on my purpose. What am I trying to say? Who am I? All those things, all the questions that you're supposed to ask yourself in this character. What is my purpose in this scene? You know? And so I just focus on the character.
So you're in the waiting room.
Yes.
And there are other actors
that
are sitting there talking, and they might ask you stuff.
Yeah.
How you doing? I haven't seen you in a while, whatever.
Yeah.
And you got to block them out, right? Because you're
for
meditation.
Me, yeah, I mean, some people it may not affect them. Everyone's different, but I know what affects me and what I can handle and what I can't handle. And for me, I have to just be by myself. I have to take deep breaths. I have to be focused. I have to do my, you know, my meditation and my stretching. I have to stretch before I go in. These things relax me, because the more relaxed you are, the more free you can be, and the more of who, you know, you just want to be you. You want to be a real person.
Right,
you know,
right.
You don't want to put on anything. You know, you just be yourself and bring what you can bring and be relaxed. And for me, that's the key.
What I've seen in this industry is that everybody has a different method of getting to where they need to be in order to perform. So some people, like you said, you know, they do a little bit of yoga or relaxation or breathing exercises.
Right. Yeah.
Other people can go out and mingle with all the other people outside and still
and
be okay to
they
go and perform.
Yeah.
Other people, like myself, I like to, you know, kind of go by myself and prepare myself mentally and then go out and do what I need to do.
Exactly.
So I guess it's whatever works for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, being an agent for 32 years, how I deal with something that's big that somebody is going in for, and I know the person's a really good actor and they got a good shot at it, is if I want it too bad, it never happens.
That's true.
Have to kind of like forget that
play
it's
it
going to happen. And then when I get a call, let me tell you how I did, I'm like, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But if I put too much emphasis on something,
right,
it never happens. And if I don't, then I got a shot.
You mean it's trying weird. Too hard?
Yeah, wanting something so badly.
Oh.
Wanting it.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting to say, because it does happen that way, right? It's like, oh, you're holding on so tight to it, and, you know,
too
you
much
just
emphasis.
Have to relax and, you know, just have the...
So Patricia, when you get something to read and you take a look at it, it's a good opportunity for you to, do you seek another opinion about how to read it, to act it? Or do you just go with your gut feeling and just go in there and just do it on what you think is best?
Yeah, I read the piece and read it quite a few times, and, you know, things start to tug at you. It starts to tug at your heart. And I like, personally, to hone in on my own instincts.
Good.
Versus going to someone else and telling me I should act.
Right, right.
To me, it just doesn't work that well. And I've tried it, and I learned that it doesn't work for me. For
okay.
me, it's all instinctive.
That's good. That's good. Luis?
Yeah, definitely. I like I said, I read it, and now since I moved out here, I have you know, one teacher that I I consider his opinion.
Yeah.
So I will always have him, if he has time, whenever we get an audition, I say, hey, listen, I'm gonna have an audition tomorrow. Do you mind taking a look at this text for me? Make sure I'm, you know,
it's great to have
right or wrong. You know, I'm where I need to be. And, you know, a lot of times you say, I don't have time, or, you know, sometimes you get an audition for the next day, or if he has time, he'll take a look and maybe look at this way, look at that way. And then, you know, and then I can say, okay, maybe I use it. Maybe I'm not, I won't use it, but that's pretty much.
And I can concur. Like, I'm not against coaches by all means. I mean, I think they're great. And they may even see something in the text that I might have missed.
Right.
You know, and they can give you their opinion and so forth and open you up to a whole bunch of other decisions, you know, and to have that in your bag of tools, that's good to have.
But
so,
you could come to become dependent on that person's opinion, and without it, feel lost. And when you read, you might not be able to give it what you really need to give it in your own instinct, because
that could happen.
You need that, not crutch, I don't want to use so exaggerated a term, but you need that, you know, that feeling that you've got that opinion. And that alone, I think, with a lot of actors, that enters into the mix when they audition.
Yeah.
And also another thing, you know, when you're in that waiting room, as you were talking, Luis and Patricia, about meditation, and you need time to, Luis, to be alone. Lots of times, there are other actors in there, and yeah, they'll be cool or this or that, but people are pretty smart, and they size up the competition.
Yeah.
And they think if you got a shot, they're coming at you. And they can do it in a waiting room. And, you know, I've had extreme examples of that. I had a gentleman once that was a very, very competitive guy. He was a professional athlete, ex-professional athlete, so he was very competitive. And he once went into a reading, and it was a big reading for something, and he said to one of the guys he thought that was competition, "Hey, man, is that your car outside? Because I think it's being towed."
Wow.
That was so bad.
Oh, my goodness.
It's actually so horrific. I mean, and I got a phone call about that, not to, you know, have him do that anymore. But some people go, they think they have to do that because it's, I think, an insecurity that they have that they're not going to, they got to eliminate competition. But when you go into the waiting room.
That's cold-hearted.
And I've had actors.
I see, that's karma right there. If you do something like that, you get some karma coming at you.
Oh, yeah. You better watch out.
And I've had actors. I've had actors go into the waiting room and take a look at the people and go, "Oh, I'll never get this. I'd cast that person. They got the perfect look for it."
See, that's,
and then they'll call me. Yeah. Just before they go in, they'll step outside and call me and go, "I don't know. I don't think I got a shot at this." And
really?
I'm like, "Oh, that's wonderful to hear."
I can't believe that.
Yeah,
no way.
You sabotage yourself because you're scared. Good actors, real good professional, fantastic actors, are very confident in what they do.
You have to be.
I mean, it's already
bad. It's a tough job.
Exactly. It's already tough that as an actor, you're already in your head for certain things. Now, on top of that, let yourself get even more in your head on an audition because you guys, the person that's in there might look better than you or for the part that you don't even know because a lot of the times, you know, these parts are
you don't know what they want.
Exactly.
You don't.
You know, and you say, what I say to myself is if an actor, you know, gets kind of, goes a little, I don't want, you know, crazy, like crazy, but a little off, how are they ever going to handle it when it's a series regular? Or you know,
that's
even
true.
If they can do it, even let's say they can act it and they're one of the best choices and they're going to screen test. But if they come across like the way they are in real life, they're so needy and, you know, it is going to maybe make a difference in whether they're hired or not or whether they go any further because you don't want somebody on the set that's like going to flip out.
Yeah.
You know?
They're not difficult to work with.
I had a girl who was series regular and she was, this was years ago, and if something went wrong, she would cry hysterically. And they would think, "Oh my God, what happened?" And it would be something very minor that they would consider. And naturally, she didn't last too long after that. Because, you know, if you have problems with rejection and if you have problems with pressure, like when the pressure's on, can you come through?
Right.
Don't do this.
No.
Because you're going to drive yourself with such stress, you'll drive yourself crazy.
It's true. That's why you have to have a life beyond just, you know, acting. You have to have a life. You have to live your life and enjoy every moment and enjoy, you know, everything about life, you know.
Yeah, it's like it's so true what you said, Patricia. Like Christmas time comes and I'll get a Christmas card from an actor saying, "Merry Christmas," and that reading that I had was great. It's like, can't you just wish me a Merry Christmas? Even if it's Christmas, you gotta do it.
And throw a jab about our representation in there.
Or it's my birthday and I'm celebrating it with some people and somebody will say, "Oh, happy birthday. You know that reading I had?" You know, it's like, I don't want to hear that right now. Don't you have a life? And people, they just 24/7, they're just into it. And
I mean,
that's it.
Well, you know, I can't say that I've never been there, because I have.
Mm.
I mean, I've been that person.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Where all I could think about was, you know, and I was getting upset. I think as an actor, we all have been there. I mean, Luis, have you? Have you?
Well, I mean, I just started, and I do, and I, like I told Sid, I said, this is, to me, it's right now, it's not something that I'm doing full time. It's something that it's... And eventually, I want to be able to do it full time,
right?
But in the meantime, like you said, I enjoy what I do when I'm not acting, which is I work. You know, I have a regular job, and I also do soccer. I referee for the kids out here in California and LA, And then, you know, I go to train in my acting, and then when we get an audition, we go and we have fun, and,
yeah.
you know, I do my best, and I walk out, and I leave whatever I did in
right.
there, and then I was like, okay, let me go back to work, or let me go back to whatever I gotta do.
Yeah, but I say that because I you can find yourself just as a person going down that little rabbit hole, and it takes, for me, I'm a spiritual person. To get your, it's like, oh, wait, what am I doing here? What? No. And you stop yourself from going down that rabbit hole. And you're like, no, I'm just going to, you know what? After this audition, I'm just going to go and have a great lunch with my best friend or something like that. You know, you stop yourself from really.
Yeah, you have to.
Really, you know, taking in that rejection or whatever it is.
I want to get into this, Luis, after the break, because we only have half a minute or so.
Sure.
So we have to take a break here. But. Just think about this. If they took away everything, Luis, and you had to pay the bills in acting, what would you do?
It's a
think
great
about
question.
It. Think about it. Think if that would freak you out. Because let me tell you something. That's me. If nobody books, I don't make any money.
That's true.
So
that's right.
You want to talk about getting freaked out?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we're almost done with part one. We're going into part two right now. And please don't go anywhere. We're having a really interesting show talking about acting, and I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this stuff. All right, so we will see you in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Sid Levine, The Sid Levine Show, 790 KABC.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress starting at just $600. Just go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress made just for you with a 100-night sleep trial and financing as low as 0%. For a limited time, get $50 off your mattress order when you go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio. That's HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized, more alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Visit tomorrowsleep.com and use promo code RADIO for $125 off through this Friday only. Transform your tomorrow.
Yours bigger, better, four-course New York steak dinner for just $12.99. A half-pound New York steak, six fried shrimp, potato, vegetables, soup, salad, and dessert. All day, every day for $12.99. Norm's Restaurants.
Are you wondering how to improve your relationships and your life? Are you curious if we've all been through what you're experiencing? Well, take a seat on the couch with Dr. Leanna and me, Eric Scott Smith, Fridays at midnight, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. Members of Congress return to work tomorrow after a 10-day break, and they're under pressure to respond to the outcry over gun violence. Speaking at a White House dinner with the nation's governors tonight, President Trump said he intends to find a solution in the wake of the Parkland, Florida massacre.
That will be one of the subjects, and I think we'll make that first on our list because we have to end our country of what's happening.
In the case of the Parkland shooter, 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, there were numerous missed red flags that, if heeded, might have prevented the tragedy from happening. Neighbors were raising concerns about Cruz as early as age 9 when he got in a rock-throwing fight with another boy. As he became a teenager, he showed a propensity for violence towards small animals, expressed enthusiasm about guns and knives, and even began introducing himself as a school shooter. KABC SoCal weather tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower to mid-40s. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Runny noses? time for a Target run. Stop by and fill your prescriptions at CVS Pharmacy at Target and earn a $5 Target coupon for 10 prescriptions filled. And while you're here, pick up a Kleenex 4-pack for $5.99. Get low prices on thousands of items today and every day. Target run and done. Up to $50 in Target coupons annually. Not valid on certain prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Go to cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. Prices may vary.
They say, want a new wireless plan? Gotta buy a new phone. At Simple Mobile, we say, just bring your own phone. Then pop in a Simple Mobile SIM card and boom, you've got 30-day unlimited plans starting at just $25 with nationwide coverage on a lightning-fast 4G LTE network, all with no contract. You can keep it complicated, or you can mobile simple with Simple Mobile.
Available nationwide at Best Buy, Simple Mobile dealers, and authorized retailers. See the latest terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
DirecTV Now presents Don't Be Frustrated with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, hey, man.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm just banging my head against the wall over and over again.
Ooh, why?
Because I've got cable, and it's so frustrating. Ooh. I have to wait hours for the cable guy. Now I have this big, ugly cable box.
You know you should just get DirecTV Now.
Okay.
It's live TV you can stream on any screen. Ooh. No cable guy, no cable box.
Really? That's amazing. Now I won't have to bang my head against the wall anymore.
Nope. Ooh. Now you can watch on your phone, tablet, or TV while you bang your head against something softer, like this pillow.
Mm.
The squeaky toy.
Oh.
This loaf of bread. This bicycle horn.
Fun.
This whoopee cushion. This potato. Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. No satellite needed.
Use code YESNOW3 at DirecTVNOW.com. Limited time. Compatible device required and sold separately. Price after instant discount on $35 a month package. Renews monthly at full price unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Restrictions apply. Details at DirecTVNOW.com.
It's Sid Levine, the Sid Levine Show, and we are back for part two. I want to give a shout out to Joe at Aragon Plumbing and Drains.
Hey, Joe!
Hey, Joe, Joe.
Thank
did a great
for
job for my home today. He was a really good guy, real decent, honest guy, great deal. And, he's a guy, if I ever need to use him, I'm gonna definitely call him again. Is 323-470-4149, Aragon Plumbing and Drains.
I got that number. Thanks.
All
right. Need a plumber?
I got my number. Okay. So, Luis.
Yes, sir.
That question I asked you before we took the break.
All right.
Do you think you'd feel different if
can you just repeat the question one more time so the listeners that when listening.
I think they remember, but all right. So, if you didn't have a job.
Right.
If you didn't have any of this stuff that you could, there's no net.
Right.
If you don't book, you don't eat. How do you think you'd feel?
That's desperation will start to kick in. And that's a lethal combination, you know, when it comes to, being an artist and desperation. It'll be tough, you know. I don't know how would I react if I didn't have, you know, a job, but luckily I do. So what I can tell you is that I am putting all my effort into making this acting thing work. Mm-hmm. And eventually that's going to be my only source of income. That's what the point I want to get.
Do you think an actor, because some people give their best work when there's no choice, when their back's against the wall. So what do you think of an actor that does that, saying, you know, I saved up 6 months of work, that I come from Omaha, Nebraska. And
right.
I've saved up 6 months. I'm coming to L.A., make or break, and I'm going to do it. There's no choice. As opposed to somebody that does have a job, has the net, who do you think is going to maybe do the better audition?
That's a good question. It's. I think it goes back to training. Who's trained better, you know? Because at the end of the day, if you're not trained to do a job, regardless of your financial situation, you're going to bomb either way. You know, if you have all the money in the world backing you or you have no money, if you haven't trained, if you're just like, oh, I just moved out here and I want to be an actor, let me, lucky enough to get called into an audition and really you know, blob all over the place, it doesn't matter if you have $1 million saved up or if you have, you know, no
money.
What
about the emotion that drives people, athletes, and drives people to do their best, their very, very best? Do you think it would be the person with their back against the wall or the person with the net? Like you, for instance. What do you think that if your back was against the wall, it would make you a better actor?
You know what? That's the mindset I have right now, Sid. That's the mindset I have right now, because I don't want to be doing what I'm... See, the sad thing it is that I, when I'm at my regular day job, I'm thinking about acting or being in the business. And that's... I know I'm doing a disservice to the people that I'm helping at my job, because in the back of my mind, I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to be doing this. I would rather be reading a play or rehearsing or you know, working on maybe putting something together for a show. So,
wow. Okay. That's real true, honest answer. What about you, Patricia? Now, you are married.
I am.
And your husband was in the military.
Yes. Right? He was in the Air Force.
So you traveled around the world, I guess.
I did.
And now is your chance to go for it for yourself. So
yes.
Let me ask you. God forbid there was no net. There was no other income. This is it. First of all, would you still do this? And second of all, do you think it would make you a better actress when you auditioned and everything you did as an actress because you had no choice?
Gosh. Well, my story is a little bit different because I've been chasing this rabbit for a while, you know? I mean, to the point where when I was in Boston, when I completed the Meisner school for 2 years, I was driving to New York to meet with agents and driving to New York for auditions.
It's a long drive.
And back.
Yeah. That's like 5 hours each way or something.
I didn't care. Yeah. I was I'm driven. The driven, the perseverance has never stopped for me. And for all these years. So my father got ill, and so it put a halt. I had to help my mother take care of my father. He had cancer. And then we relocated to North Carolina. And when I came back to California, I'm like, oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. I'm in L.A. Woo! You know, it's going to happen. And it, you know, had a wonderful time. Orders came. Time to go. You know, husband's getting shipped out. What do you do? Wait, no. You know, the claws come out to the walls. I don't want to go. No, I'm just kidding. I'm getting my feet wet. But Hollywood will always be here. That was my frame of thought. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to leave my family. I'm not going to do it. Why should I? I can act anywhere.
Well, sure. There are things more important than acting.
I can act anywhere. You can be anywhere in the world and act.
Right.
There's a stage in all cities. Right. So left and traveled the world and had a wonderful time and did acting wherever I was, whether it was on stage, whether it was producing my own short film and just finding a niche, a network of people to be able to do that. And then we're blessed to come back. And now it is the time. It is my time. It's my time now. That's how I feel. Because I feel like I've just been like scratching and scratching and trying to, you know, do it professionally in L.A. for a very long time.
Right.
And I feel like...
But if your back was against the wall and there was no other income whatsoever and you had to go in there, you had no choice, you have to book, how do you feel? Do you feel that would make you a better actor? Or the same as you are now?
It's the same. I feel like my back is up against the wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I every time I get an opportunity, I'm putting everything in it. Like, this is gold. This is the job of an opportunity. I don't care if it's a little independent film. It's, you know, it doesn't change. My emotion, my feeling towards this audition doesn't change. It's the same.
Your love of acting.
It's my passion.
Yeah.
You know, it's my passion.
You eat, breathe, and sleep.
I do. That's what my acting teacher at Playhouse West.
Really?
Said, Robert Carnegie.
No
kidding.
You
gotta eat, sleep, and breathe it. And
yeah.
Go to the, it's like in the gym. You gotta work on it. It's, yeah.
Well, we do have to say to ourselves, family is more important and.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, there's, even though you eat, breathe, and sleep it, there has to be a limit.
Course. I'm not going to sell my soul. That's for sure. But family is important. It's everything, you know. You have to have a life to be able to.
So let me ask you, Patricia, I don't know if you have children or not, but if you had a daughter.
I have a daughter.
Okay. You have a daughter, let's say, and she's an adult or she just gets out of high school.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
She says to you. No, okay. But it's hypothetical. And she says to you. I'm going to go for it. I'm going for the acting. I'm not going to go to college.
Oh,
I'm
my
going
gosh.
Straight into the acting. What do you tell her?
A million-dollar question right
oh,
there.
Oh, my daughter is beautiful as she's gorgeous. I mean, she would be a lucky one to just get swept up right away. And what would I say to her?
Would you back her or would you say you got to get an education?
I feel like she needs an education. She has to have an, she has to live that, experience that life. I feel that she, but look at Jennifer Lawrence quit school at 14. She knew what she wanted and she's got her Oscar.
Yeah, but you could buy a lotto ticket too. Anyway.
I have to support my daughter. Like really, if she came to me heart to heart and said, I want to do this. Do I have your blessing? I'm going to say, you know what? You do have my blessing, but let me tell you the real deal. Mm-hmm. You know, she can still go to school part time, you know,
but you'd stress get the education first.
She needs to go to, if she wants to be an actor, she can go to the dramatic arts. She can go to London. She can go to the best acting school there is. And that's her education. If that's what she wants to be.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
A great education. What about you, Louise?
Yeah.
Down the road, you have a daughter or a son and 17 years old. They're going to graduate in 6 months high school. And they say to you, look, I'm not going to college. I'm going straight to Hollywood, and I'm going to see if I can make it. What do you tell them?
I say, you know, I would tell them go for it, but along the same lines, I would say, you know, if that's what you want to do, the acting thing, yeah, get the education in acting, you know, go to a good drama school, you know, get a performing degree or a bachelor's or anything like that or a conservatory. Mm-hmm. But definitely the education. Yeah. It doesn't mean just because they want to come out here to Hollywood to be actors, they don't have to, you know, they're just going to do it like that. You know, obviously, it's steps, right? Getting an agent, getting some kind of formal training in the art. So, yeah, we'll definitely be full support if they want to become an actor, an actress, or in the performing arts. But I will definitely, like Patricia said, yeah, I will definitely guide them to get your education, whether it's in that specific art form or, you know, some other kind of degree that they can, whatever they like.
Well, in my own personal experience in life, I went to high school, Troy High School in Fullerton, California. And I really didn't think school was right for me. So I did try for one day. I went to Fullerton Junior College, and I got a parking ticket. I bought all the books, and I said, that's it. So I went a different route. I went singing and doing stand-up comedy, and I was lucky enough to get into the singing telegram business and did that from 18 to 28. And I learned on the street, so to speak, of how to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, I think, $200 to my name when I was 18.
Right.
And I heard about singing telegrams, and I took most of that money and put a little ad in Fullerton News Tribune at the time. And I got response, and the rest is history of what I did for 10 years, which got me to know everybody in Hollywood, which later I became an agent. When I was 28, and I've always had my own agency and never worked for anybody else. And when I started, I will admit that I learned as I went along for about a year or so, and then I caught on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, even to this day, I never consider it work. I always consider it fun. And I think that has a lot to do with my attitude and a lot to do with how I treat people and how they treat me.
Yeah. And with that being said, I'm really grateful to have you as my agent.
Well, thank you, Patricia. And I'm grateful to rep you.
Thank you.
And I try to represent people that are really good actors. I mean, really great actors, but also good people.
Right.
You know, there have been times in my career where I would represent somebody that I literally hated their guts, but they worked a lot. So you have to survive. So you work with them, but you know, you want to save the commissions up so you can pay someone to kill them. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But I mean, that's business, I guess. We all in business and life. Deal with people that we don't particularly want to, but we have to because we have to.
Right.
You know, for certain reasons. But I try to deal with people that are really good, decent people. And I think that a lot of the people, the majority of the people that are with me have been with me for 10 to 30 years.
Wow.
And I know them. They know me. I know them. I know their families. I've seen them get married. I've seen them have kids. I've seen the kids grown up and have kids.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
You know, I mean, doesn't make me feel super, super young when an actor comes, hey, Sid, you remember so-and-so? And he was 6 years old. Well, here he is. He's married. Now he has a kid. And wow. I'd be like, ha!
Wow. Where did the time go? Right.
Yeah. What happened? And, you know, that's, again, I try to run it as a family. And, you know, you get stabbed in the back several times when mm-hmm. you do that because it hurts.
Right.
When people surprise you all of a sudden and say adios, amigos.
Oh.
But, you know,
after they've been working for a while and.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. And I have no fantasies that people, you know, if CAA comes along or whatever, and they might say, well, I might want to go with them. But I hope that they would say to themselves that, you know me, they trust me, they know I care for them, and I would do anything humanly possible to see them succeed in anything and everything
mm-hmm.
that I could. Right. Whereas you're not just another body.
Right.
And some of those places, that's all you are. They'll be nice to you, but you're just another body.
Just a number, you know, bringing in more numbers at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah.
For those guys.
So let me ask you guys. Let me ask you first, Luis. You have to have a certain, in this town, sell. You have to sell yourself. You have to have a picture, and you know, that's on the sites that the agents submit on through the internet. And you have to say, you have to be realistic about your age, and you have to be realistic about what type of parts that you think you're going to go out for.
Right.
And some people have a really misguided or they have no clue about that. How do you come to the realization of how you feel Hollywood looks at you, like your age range and what parts you think you'd be called in on?
Right, right. Like my type of casting, you know, I'd be brutally honest. You know I'm not going to get called in for a lead or like the handsome guy in the movie who steals the girls. No, I might get called in for the guy getting arrested or the guy, you know, who's doing some kind of crime or the guy that's working in a restaurant as a chef. Hey, I'm happy to take all those roles all day. You know?
I like that.
Why do you think those roles, maybe a valet, whatever,
right,
that Hollywood would see you like that? Does that bother you?
Not at all, but it's reality. I mean, you walk into any restaurant right now and you walk to the Waldorf Astoria here in Beverly Hills, and who are you going to see at the valet? Who are you going to see in the kitchen? Guys that look like me. And if they need me to play one of those guys, sure, why not? I'll take that all day. Where's the check? Get Sid on the phone. Let's get it on paper.
All right, cool. Patricia, what about you? Like, how do you perceive the age range that they see you as that you should pursue? And should your pictures be soap opera, sexy, or should they be more businesslike?
All of the above. Because I can play those roles, yeah. Actually.
But to narrow it down, what do you think they see you as?
Well, for my type, I see, I know they would see me as an FBI agent, a lawyer, a secretary, a nurse, a doctor, an assassin, a killer, a spy, a soap opera vixen. I could even be someone who cleans hotels, an orderly, you know, a woman, a maid,
but for that,
or the help.
For that one picture.
For the one picture?
Yeah.
Like a dramatic picture. Then it would be, I think it has to be a really real picture of who you are, like just a natural picture. And maybe the casting director, they'll see something within your eyes and your features and say, you know what? I see her as something totally different. I see her as an alien, and I'm going to cast her. No, I'm just kidding. It's like, as actors, we should know what type of characters, just by the way we look, how we're going to get cast.
Right.
You know? And so all of those things are those characters that
It goes to back what you were saying about selling yourself, right? The most important thing is that one picture, you're going to get called in, and then you get called in and say you audition, and then you book the part for that, you know, maid or, you know, CSI show where you kill somebody or something like that. And the biggest thing is to, once you're in there, go back to selling yourself, selling your personality, selling the person who you are. So that way, you know what, this guy was really great to work with. He was easy. He was on time. He came and did what we asked. We need another chef for another show. Let's get him in here. Call this guy again. Oh, yeah. And then that's how eventually you're going to get to know, until eventually I say, listen, I know you guys are typing me for this, casting me for this type of guy, but, you know, give me a chance of doing a little bit something more dramatic, like maybe, who knows, another role or something like that. So it's going to open a lot more doors by going back to selling yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I think casting directors are in favor of the actor. I think they do those things.
Oh, sure. Yes.
They
help tremendously. They've helped a lot of actors achieve huge success.
Absolutely.
That normally would never have gotten the chance to do that. And a lot of them have put themselves on the line for that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a very, very pressured business. And if you don't deliver.
Is that a phone call?
Yeah.
We have a phone call.
Oh, okay.
Where's the phone?
David in Culver City.
Yeah, I think this is a very interesting and provocative discussion that you've got there. I'm a character actor, and if you were to look at my Actors Access or LA Casting page, you'd see maybe 33 different photographs, each one of them completely different, all from work that I've done, and maybe 37 in LA Casting and the like. And the reason why I find that this discussion is provocative is I don't really think that I could come up with just one picture that would, categorize what I can do. So I kind of tailor it to the role that I'm submitting for.
Well, let me ask you, David, if there's one particular look that you have that gets the most response, what would that be?
There isn't one. I have to be honest with you. I mean, I've probably done 67, 68 totally different characters there, and I've got 84 pieces of film to prove that. So there isn't one. Like I was saying before, my way of doing it is if they want somebody who is a Russian kingpin or whatnot, I have that and I've got footage. If they want somebody that's an attorney or a doctor or a professor, I have individual ones for that.
David, how long you been doing this?
Acted in my 20s, took off did other things for 23 years, and I've been back for about 11.
Awesome.
Wow, that's fantastic. I hope you're doing great. Sounds like you are.
And I love Liz. We met at an audition, and I just fell in love with her spirit and the way that she was looking at things there, and had a very nice conversation with her, and that has got my interest in this show as well, and I think she's fantastic.
Well, thank you, David. I really appreciate the call, and I wish you all the luck in the world. That was great.
Thank you, David, for calling.
Yes, there are a lot of actors out here that are going through all these things that we talked about, and it's great that everybody knows We're all in the same boat, so to speak. We're all trying to
exactly. Please call 1-800-222-5222.
That's right. I like the way you said that. So that's great. So I would say that, you know, the awards are coming up next week, and who doesn't, as an actor, take a look at that? And some people think the awards are baloney, and we shouldn't take them seriously, because how can you say one actor is better than another when they're all so incredible?
Right.
And some people think it's political, and I don't know. I maybe somebody can enlighten me, but I don't think we ever get to look at the results, really, of how many votes came in for each person. But nevertheless, I think that if you're an actor in this town, you think about it all, and you think about getting up there one day and getting an award. I think so.
Yes, well, listen,
that's
Oscar
the ultimate goal.
Listen, we have to say goodnight for another Sunday.
You can reach me. Can I plug in my little Twitter handle?
Yeah, go ahead. Hurry up.
Find me on at Patricia Mizan or at P. Mizan.
Okay, awesome. Great. Louise, thank you so much. Patricia, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sid.
And have a fantastic week, everybody.
Good night.
And we will
thank
see you
for listening.
Next Sunday night, 6 o'clock. Take care.
This show furnished by Sid Levine.